Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, a bit of food to finish up, and today we can get a little lesson in Jewish and kosher food, mainly so we can say fantastic words like schmaltz. And I'm joined by Chef Robbie Burns from the recently opened Deli 613 in Rathmines, which is apparently Dublin's first Jewish deli. Good afternoon, Robbie.
How you doing, Brendan? How's it going?
Grand. Now, with a name like Robbie Burns, people might be expecting you to give us a lesson in haggis making. I'm guessing by your name and your accent, you didn't grow up on pastrami and rye. So how did you end up becoming a kosher chef?
It was an old head chef of mine approached me, knowing my background, and just said that, well, he had kind of suggested that this would be a project that would interest me. At first, when he said kosher, I was like, I don't have a clue about kosher. But the more he spoke about the project and the business and the charity behind it, it piqued my interest. And, of course, opening something that's the first of its kind in the country is always a good one. No one remembers the second person to open something.
Yeah, all right. So in terms of kosher then, what can you eat and not eat, first off?
Sorry?
What can you eat and what can you not eat in kosher? Yeah.
So kosher is like, it's not really a style of cooking. It's following rules from the Torah, which basically means that it's the Jewish dietary law. So you've got kosher split down into three main kind of sections, if you will. So you've got the meat, or fleshik, dairy, which is milk, and then parev. So everything meat is on one side. Now, animals that you can't eat, you can only eat from the forequarter of the animal, so the front part of the animal. They have to have cloven hooves, so basically two toes. So you've got cows, sheep, goats. Birds you can eat as well, just once they're not a bird of prey.
Okay.
So then with the dairy, everything dairy milk-based, that's another one. Dairy and meat can never be mixed. They can't even be cooked in the same kitchen or the same equipment. They have to be completely kept separate. And then you've got what's in the middle is parev, which is your neutral. So your fresh fruit, vegetable, nuts, seeds, eggs and fish also fall into this category as well.
So I'm guessing, does this make it all really hard to run a commercial kitchen then? Like, is there a rabbi involved here keeping an eye or something like that?
There is a rabbi, yeah. So basically the deli is actually part of a charity, a non-for-profit, which is Shabbat Ireland. And it's basically like an outreach program for Jewish people, residents, tourists, people studying, and they provide like pastoral care, education, support, advice, and the main objection for us is to provide kosher food to make that available for the Jewish community. So we have the rabbi is the one who set up deli, him and his wife, and then we have what's called a maskiach, who is basically a spiritual Jewish person who observes and supervises over everything that we do in the kitchen.
Okay. So
to make sure that we follow the rules and
right.
And there's a lot of rules.
Okay. You're certainly up for a challenge, aren't you? So, look, you've given us some recipes, and actually, I think people might think I won't be able to do these, but they're reasonably straightforward and doable, I think. Let's start with the famous one that a lot of people will know is the Jewish kind of chicken soup, the Jewish penicillin, as it's known.
Yeah. So, it isn't mad extravagant. It's a very basic chicken soup, so making a chicken stock. Then you just season that up. And the main thing is the matzo balls, the knedel, which are like a dumpling made out of matzo meal, which matzo is like an unleavened flatbread.
Okay.
A cracker that's just made up with eggs, water, fat. Traditionally, it would have been made with like a schmaltz, I heard you saying at the start there.
Yeah, yeah. What is schmaltz, by the way?
Schmaltz would be rendered down fat from, say, like a chicken.
Okay.
So just as you cook it down, render it. So you use it in the same way. Nowadays, we mostly use an oil. So we use an olive oil instead of the schmaltz.
Okay.
And that's just made into a dumpling, and that's cooked, boiled down, simmered away for about 15 minutes, and they're served in the soup then.
Okay, so you've given us the techniques for that. We'll put it up on rt.ie/Brendan. Your bestseller then in the deli, I know, is a potato latke, which is kind of similar enough to our own kind of boxty or potato cake. Just talk
it
us
is,
through that
yeah.
quickly.
So just it's basically traditionally it's a potato fritter, normally eaten around Hanukkah. It's a fried potato cake, and the reason it's eaten around then is to commemorate the Jewish temple, the oil burning for 8 days. So it is very much, it's a fried potato fritter, which we make it very similar to like a Roshni potato.
Okay, yeah.
And traditionally they're served with sour cream and apple. We don't have any dairy in our kitchen though, because we're a meat restaurant. So we always serve them with applesauce. But yeah, very popular.
Okay, and that's it. So that is a savoury kind of dish, but just with the bit of sweetness of the applesauce there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then another famous one, you do chopped liver.
We do, yeah. When we can get livers in, it's been quite difficult. But yeah, chopped liver is something that originated back from like Jewish people in the Middle Ages, and actually as it kind of developed on, it's made its way, so the likes of your foie gras and pâtés would have came actually from the Jewish chopped liver, just being more refined. And it's very basic. It's fried off livers, caramelised onions, boiled egg grated through it as well. You can get kind of more fancy with it of adding wine or different flavours, but... And that's generally served with matzo crackers or rye bread.
Okay, the boiled egg grated into it is kind of losing me there now, but I suppose you'd have to try it and see it all, how it works together.
Yeah, yeah. It adds a bit of texture to it, and it would have been probably true kind of World War times that, you know, livers would have gotten very expensive. So as a way of kind of bulking out and stretching it, that's where eggs would have been added. And it's just one of them things where it actually stuck, and now it's considered a part of actual chopped liver.
And does a rabbi have to crack the eggs, am I right?
The rabbi or else the maskiach have to crack eggs for us. They also have to wash our leaves. We're not allowed to wash the leaves ourselves. As I said, there's a lot of supervision.
Wow, yeah, yeah. And you're learning on the job, obviously. And listen, congratulations in order. You just became a father as well. Was it yesterday or the day before?
The day before, yes. Yeah, so
okay. So
they rushed around the last couple of days.
You've plenty on your plate. Well, listen, mazel tov. And if people don't want to make them themselves, they can. They're all there in the deli as well. Chef Robbie Burns.
Yeah, we sell them in the deli as well, yeah.
Chef Robbie Burns of Deli 613, fair play, and thank you very much.